Progress Test, Files 1 to 5, Listening 2. 1.
This tiny bag of salad is £1.25. That seems very expensive.
It's much cheaper if you buy separate vegetables and prepare your own salad. But somehow I never manage it.
We should try harder. How about frozen vegetables? Look, this bag has got frozen sweet corn, carrot and broccoli in it. And it's £1 for a really big bag.
That's a bargain. Hey, the packaging says that frozen broccoli has more vitamin B than fresh broccoli. And frozen sweet corn has more vitamin C than fresh sweet corn. That's incredible.
Yes, I had no idea.
2.
How are you getting on with your food challenge, Latif?
Not well, I'm afraid. I thought it would be easy to find food that was grown close to here, but I was wrong. When I started, I only wanted to eat food from 50 miles away or less. I found local milk and eggs easily enough, but that was about it.
Really? No fruit or vegetables?
Not even in the market. And although I like vegetarian food, I really wanted to find some local meat too. So I had to expand my challenge and try to find food from this country only. Even that is proving difficult.
I still think it's a really good idea. The distance our food travels is bad for the planet. I know. I'll join your challenge. Then we can shop together.
Oh, yes. I think that would help a lot.
3.
So, I've booked a table for all 15 of us for 7:30 on Friday.
Eve, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can make it.
What? You have to, Ruby. We've won our last 5 matches. You're our best defender. Come on, we need to celebrate as a team.
I want to, but I had to pay for some repairs on my car this month. I don't really have any money until I get paid next week.
Don't worry, Ruby. I'll pay for you. It's not a problem, and you can pay me back next week.
OK, thanks, Eve, but please don't let me spend much.
4.
I need to reduce my family's food bill. Any tips, David?
Oh, well, I sympathise with your problem. It's not easy to eat well and spend less.
I'm going to tell the kids we're only having a takeaway once a month instead of once a week. They won't be happy, but that will make a difference straight away. They cost us about £50 every week.
Bravo! Do you know, I think my family spend a similar amount on bottled water. It's not deliberate, but the kids buy water at college and I buy water when I eat in this cafe at lunchtime. It's a bad habit and we should change it.
5.
How do you save money when you go food shopping, Inga?
I plan. I write a shopping list and I only buy the things on my list. That's the easiest way to save money. How about you?
Oh, well, I agree with you. And I use a list too. But I do sometimes buy other things if I'm in the market and they have a special offer. Sometimes, at the end of the day, you can buy things much more cheaply there. I got some interesting vegetables last Thursday and then went online to find a suitable recipe.
I can see how that would be fun, but you've got more time than me. I can't go to the market and the fish shop and the bakery. It would take hours.
But supermarkets are expensive and boring.
Well, I don't think so. The supermarket has bargains at the end of each day too, and I spend less on petrol.